Well, good morning, 606. Kelly O'Connell, and it is the 13th, lucky or not, 13th day of October. Got some interesting news yesterday. Got a phone call from some people and went to kind of check it out. And it seems as though that the city is keeping a group from having a candidate forum. And so I've invited them to come on the show and tell their story. It's kind of a little bit surprising, but be that as it may, they should be here in a few minutes. And other stuff that's going on, every day is a day that I can bring on somebody from the local races. So I'll try to get people on as often as I can. There's a couple of people that I have invited on the show that haven't shown up yet. Mayor Ken Miyagashima is one of them. And another one is, I don't know if it's Eli or Ellie Guzman, said that he was going to be here last Friday. And no call, no show. But just had Richard Hall on yesterday on the Columbus Day show. So there is still people that have not shown up here. Everybody's invited. There's some people that I haven't been able to get a hold of yet. But anyway, so we got a debate tonight with the Democratic Party, and there's been a lot of criticism. There's a lot of anger and frustration out of the candidates on the left that they don't feel like they've been given their close-up yet. And so the upshot is that they're going to have a debate, and I think they've been protecting Hillary. It's really amazing to me, to the extent that the party has protected Hillary. Excuse me, there, just dropped something, had to grab it. But it is undeniable fact that the Democratic Party seems to have made up their mind very early that Hillary was the only way to go. And bearing that in mind, there's been a lot of issues that have been going on with her involving her emails and such. So it's obvious that the party is kind of caught in the headlights a little bit. They're not really sure which way to turn. If she doesn't turn out to be the candidate, then they're hoping that somebody like Joe Biden comes in. In the meanwhile, it seems like Martin O'Malley is at least a serviceable candidate. And Bernie Sanders is, if not, he's not giant yet in the election, but he's pretty big. And he could take the nomination, but then the party has to defend a person who admits that they're a socialist. So it's kind of a mixed bag there. Some of your headlines, there is this really strange story out there that these kids, maybe not, it's not too strange, but that these kids went out, or some group of people went out and found this plane full of skeletons that was the crash of the Malaysian liner. And supposedly in a forest in the Philippines. So that's just one of the the stories out there on Malaysian Airlines. The other one was, I think that's a plane shot down, Flight 17, which was obviously shot down by a rocket. So it is probably not a good day to be an owner of Malaysian Airlines stock. In the meanwhile, Malaysian Airlines CEO says the carrier is technically bankrupt, which is something that they have in common with the United States. We had an NFL game last night. I'm going to see if I can get a clip of this Malaysian skeleton plane, but there was a game, a very close game, and I'll give you the winner on that in just a second here. They were tied up quite a bit, and a lot of baseball happenings. There's this brutal play where Utley takes out Tagata, I think it was. And so guy broke his leg. It was claimed to be a vicious hit, so you'd have to see it for yourself. I think he was within the area that you're supposed to be, but it was felt like he went too far outside of the bag to take the guy out. So last night, well, let me see if I can get a recap score here for you. But last night was the Steelers versus San Diego. San Diego, great team, a great quarterback, pretty good team. The Steelers getting by with Michael Vick. And so the final score was 24-20. And here we go on a clip.
Struggles continue for Malaysia Airlines as its new boss says the carrier is technically bankrupt. CEO Christoph Mueller says the loss-making airline will cut its workforce by a third as part of a restructuring outlined today. The airline plans to cut about 6,000 jobs, shrinking its workforce to around 14,000 employees.
And I think I do have that for you right here.
Go, Antonio Gates suspended the first four games of the season, PED violation. He's out there, and Philip Rivers finds his man for a touchdown. 12 yards on the pitch and catch. Gates, the ninth player in NFL history with 100 career touchdown catches. He added 101st as well. Chargers up 7-0. Now, fourth quarter, Bolts had just taken a 2017 lead. We're watching the clock here. 2:56. San Diego kicks off through the end zone. And now the clock starts. That shouldn't happen, though. That should just be a dead ball. And it just keeps rolling as Mike Vick goes out there. So instead of 2:56, they have 2:38 on the clock.
How does that happen?
I don't know how it happens, and you can bet that'll be addressed come Tuesday. They need it every second. Third and one, Mike Vick. Darius Hayward, Bay goes up, gets it for 15 yards. 36 seconds to go, another third down. Vick, still quick, trying to win a Monday night game with his third different team. Falcons, Eagles, now a Steeler. Got it. Look at Ben Roethlisberger. I can't do that. Third and 10 at the 17. Vick to Heath Miller. He's got it down at the one. Helmet to helmet hit. So the clock stopped for the penalty. Then San Diego called timeout. Roethlisberger, Vick, Bell. They all get together. What are we going to do? 5 seconds left. Pittsburgh in the Wildcat. There's Bell at QB. Vick split out wide. Direct snap to the All-Pro. And he is stopped. Time's gone. It gives a second effort. And in he goes for the winning touchdown. Time has expired. The points are up. Look at it again. 12 plays, 80 yards. Gets the ball over the knees going down. It was on Donald Butler, so he is okay. So we got zeros on the clock, but more points on the board. Roethlisberger, Mike Tomlin, happy, happy, joy, joy, as Bell stretches across the goal line for the winning points. The Steelers take it 24-20. Afterward, game in the balance. Tomlin, you know what he's thinking? Run it. We're here to win. That's right. There you see the final 24-20. Vick, 13 of 26, did not play great the first three quarters, but came through in the clutch in that final drive over the last. It's officially listed in the scoring chart as 256.
Wow.
Even though it was only 238. Bell, over 100 yards once again, and for the Chargers, so tough. But literally, time runs out on them. Gates in his return, 9 receptions and 92 yards.
Well, it was a heck of a game all the way around. Two teams that could make it into the playoffs, of course, but you're going to see Ben Roethlisberger come back from his knee injury. It's just my impression that Philip Rivers could use some more wide receivers. He's got Antonio Gates or whatever that guy's name is. Gates, anyway. No, it's not David Gates and Brad, but we've got little story, little local story, and I was contacted by the Tea Party, of which I am not a member, but I am in deep sympathy with their beliefs, and was also contacted by, well, in a kind of a roundabout way, by the mayor, who I would like to think is trying to get on the show, but I told him he could come on any day of the week, and he was really didn't really sign up for anything. So we will continue to have these candidates on. Well, to be totally honest, the mayor was not happy with, apparently did not say this to me, didn't talk to me. I tried to call him, wouldn't take my call, but texted me, but not happy with the allusion to sumo wrestling. So in any event, just trying to get the mayor on the show, you know, but at least I got his attention. Let me get to this story when I come back, just a little bit about this very bizarre story of finding this plane full of skeletons. And it just, I don't know. It just sounds like a hoax to me, you know, that these kids are going through the forest and they happen to find an intact or at least semi-intact plane full of skeletons. You know, just seems a little bit unlikely, a little bit off the flight plan, but obviously the plane went off the flight plan. As by definition, here's a dedication for the mayor. Little Frank Sinatra, got you under my skin, or vice versa.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me.
Well, I'm here and got a guest in the studio. Oh, two guests in the studio. Better late than not at all. It's the head of the Tea Party, Bev Courtney and Chuck Wendler. I want to tell you first, though, about this very strange story of this finding of this MH370 that many people said was at the bottom of the ocean, or it could have been stolen by ISIS or Al-Qaeda, or it could have been... you know, so many different stories there, and some people were saying that it was shot down over Diego Garcia Island, which is an American little tiny base over there in that area, that part of the world. Plane wreckage with Malaysian flag painted on the side linking it to lost aircraft MH370 has reportedly been found in the Philippines. The man whose nephew made the quote find has also made the extraordinary claim that the aircraft part contained skeleton remains in the pilot's chair with the seatbelt fastened. Well, at least he was being safe even in the midst of a crisis. He still had a seatbelt on. The pair were said to be hunting for birds when they spotted the wreckage in Mindanao. Now, Mindanao is kind of famous for anybody who knows anything about the Philippines as being a Muslim hotbed, and that's where a lot of these attacks that are launched onto the rest of the country are emanate from. The uncle named as Jamil Omar, an audiovisual technician in his 40s, said he discovered the human bones in the cockpit before leaving the area where the flag emblazoned. I just think that if you're even in the Philippines, even if you're doing this, you're going to carry a cell phone and they would have had a picture. But that's just my impression. And the quote, the matter is being investigated. So, but they found a confirmed piece of the plane way far away. And so, you know, what are the chances? Who knows? This is one you just have to kind of sit back and wait. Couple of other headlines for you. King Paul Ryan will only run after the Republicans pledge unconditional support. What is this guy smoking? No opposition, no demands. You cannot, you know, please don't look at him. Don't make eye contact. Don't disturb him when he's in his on-set trailer, apparently. I wonder if he's one of these politicians that smoke a bunch of cigarettes that are, you know, the John Boehners, the Barack Obamas, toss down martinis like they were, Dixie cups full of water. Obama would like to see Ryan as a speaker. Conservatives turn on Ryan. So anyway, that's the kind of world we're living in. People who have taken controversial positions demand unconditional support. What else do you expect, huh? So anyway, we've got, speaking of controversial positions and demanding respect and also unconditional support, Bev Courtney's here.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's not taking the mic to herself. She's going to the mic. Reminds me of, they talked about if Muhammad couldn't bring the mountain to himself, he would go to the mountain. But we've also got Chuck Wendler, who a former aspirant to the city council.
No, county.
County commission. Frankly, the county commission's not good enough for you, Chuck. I'm glad we got you here in the studio today.
Well, good morning, everyone.
All right. So Bev Courtney, head of the Tea Party and the, what was the name of the gun club? It's too long to memorize.
American Gun Culture Club.
That's the shortened version, right?
No, that's the long version.
Doesn't it also include the Constitution as?
Yes, pro-Constitution, okay. Life, family, Christian.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera. Yeah, because that way we're not limited to the Second Amendment.
We can move on to the Third Amendment if need be. The quartering of troops and houses, which is not as much of a concern as it used to be. But let me ask you this. what brings you to the air this morning? What is the outrage that the city has now given birth to? The abomination.
Well, as the president of the Tea Party and the Gun Club, I have found that city bureaucracy actually stifles freedom of speech and freedom to assemble. You can't get in the fair, you can't get in the festivals, can't get into the farmers market, but they privatized that, so I'm pretty glad. But just through rules and regulations, they are able to keep us from exercising our freedoms. Our
right. And so anyway, Bev is speaking broadly and somewhat vaguely about something that's happened. Is the Tea Party was informed that they're not welcome to give a candidate's forum for the mayor. Any other group can.
At the City Hall.
They haven't shut down free speech completely in Dona Ana. They may be contemplating it.
So the problem is I can still get private enterprise buildings in other places. But when the city grows larger and larger and private enterprise and industry grows smaller and smaller, you have less choices.
The problem, as I understand it, Bev, and correct me if I'm mistaken, the city has taken away the rights of a nonpartisan group to have a candidate forum on their property, although they've given it to other groups such as the NAACP.
That's correct, and you have to forgive me because I hear a lot of stories, and this is a long history.
But I want to focus.
And it's just culminated, and this is just one more time.
I understand, Bev, but we've got to. Chuck, can you help us out here?
Well, I don't know how you want me to help you out, okay? I can read from the Las Cruces Tea Party. I'm quoting it right off of our website. It is a nonpartisan group dedicated to promoting the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and restraint, as well as individual freedom and liberties guaranteed to the citizens of the United States by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The LCTP promotes active participation in the development of government policy in order to limit the tyranny that results from unrestrained legislation taxation.
All right. Okay. Well, look.
Over and so on. So.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to get into is what actually happens. I mean, I think we're kind of dancing around the issue a little bit. The Tea Party was informed could not have the yearly candidates forum in the city building, right?
Yes.
Why was that?
They just said no. Because it's under the city manager's and attorney's purview.
Isn't it because we're the Tea Party is partisan?
Well, that was the first no. But I showed them our bylaws, took them to them in person, delivered them hard copy, and then they dragged their feet and they wait. And the truth is that I have reached across the aisle. Now, people think the Tea Party is to the right. We are a tax issue, and everybody pays taxes. And so I have reached across the aisle to the so-called left, and they are coming to speak at the Tea Party and to the issues together. And people are getting fed up with the left and the right. They're fed up with partisan politics, where we're railroaded to be what they say we are. There's a lot of people that want to, you know, have us working together for the good of the people. And the Tea Party, basically, the number one issue is taxes. Now, we have double taxation. The city has gone into debt. All of these things that they're doing, and they're not representing us. They're doing what they want to do. They have an agenda.
Well, they certainly seem to have an agenda, but okay, so this is what I want people to understand, that we're right in the middle of the campaign season and right in the middle of these different groups having candidates forums, and we just had the NAACP meeting or candidates forum at the City Hall when you guys were told that you're not welcome. You can't have your forum. You're too biased.
And it's just another prejudice. What they perceive us to be.
All right. Well.
Which is different than them. They consider us far right.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same as with the people. If the city manager and the city attorney perceive us as the far right, then we could perceive the other groups as the far left. And what do the people think? You know, your actions speak louder than your words. Even the bylaws are meaningless if you go and pursue a left or right agenda.
Indeed. Okay, so we'll be in a moment to talk about 23-1450 to call in 523-1450. The basic problem, the complaint, is the Tea Party are saying that they were told they cannot have their candidate forum because they are biased, because they're partisan. But it was done in kind of a roundabout way. And who were the two people that were involved in communicating this? Two names and positions.
Mark Winson is the
assistant
city
what?
Manager.
Mark Winson.
And Udell Vigil also gave us an email that said no, but he was willing.
Okay. Well, folks, we'll be right back. 6:32 Kelly O'Connell Show, AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. 523-1450, and we'll be right back to talk to the Tea Party about this outrageous blocking of the candidates' forum right before a gosh darn election.
That you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried. Thank you.
Hey, okay, so Kelly here, and 635, 636, and Bev is kind of caught in a life and death struggle with the microphone stand. But, all right, so 514-505-6180. So why is the Tea Party, you said that you were informed that the reason that you guys could not do your candidate forum, which you do every year, right?
We have in years past, not every single year.
Well, I understand you're not going to have one if there's no election. Having said that, the upshot is that you are being blocked from using the city facilities that everybody pays for because they say that you're partisan, but you're the only partisan group, and every group is not. Is that the idea?
They think that everybody that meets them partisan. So they told us we were partisan, took on the bylaws, they dragged their feet a hole, then they answer, and there was no excuse given, just no.
I thought they did it because you're with the
it was because they said we were partisan.
That's the reason, right?
Yes.
All right.
But the bylaws and show them that we actually are not. And that's when they just said no, with no reason. They didn't have
but
to
they had already given you the reason, right?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So they're claiming that the Tea Party is partisan. But what about the NAACP? What about the League of Women Voters? What about all of these other groups that are doing forums at the and having meetings at the county at the city building?
You know, if I may, the League of Women Voters, you get on their website, and I want to read this. We read off earlier the bylaws for the Las Cruces Tea Party, and let me read this off for the League of Women Voters. Of Greater Las Cruces, a nonpartisan political organization encourages informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding of major public policy issues, and influences public policy through education and advocacy. And if you remember what we read off, this is Tea Party bylaws, they're very, very, very similar, okay, using the same terminology. I think, for one, anyone who has any sense of two organizations in the words that are used to describe them. Okay?
Well, I'm going to guess that the League of Women Voters may not, I don't know extensively about their platform, but they may not support people that are anti-abortion. It just seems to me that's possible. That's partisan.
That's a partisan issue, and it's a hot ticket. It's a hot button.
Hot potato,
yes.
for you Irish listeners. Well, what are you guys going to do?
I think the public just needs to be aware of what the city council does and what they do through bureaucracy, through overhead, through regulations. They stifle free speech. They stifle the public voice according to what they believe.
I understand, but I'm asking you what you're going to do about this.
Make the public aware of it. So there's an election right now. You can bring this up before your counselors and see if they represent the people.
So are you guys planning on doing anything else?
Well, we can't allow censorship to exist, okay? And that's what the city council, you know, you would assume that that's what they're involved with, is censorship.
Do you think this comes from these two bureaucrats, or do you think it came from higher up the food chain?
I think it came from the two bureaucrats.
Really? And they're operating on their own?
No, so this is
not
a problem.
So this is not a reflection, as you said earlier, of the city council.
Well, they hire who they hire. You know, they have the power to make decisions who works in the city administration.
Well, you know what I think, Bev? I think these are bureaucrats. I think the decision came from above them. That's my impression.
Well, if I might add, you know, I'm remembering a couple of years ago we did have a forum. Greg Smith was when the forum was conducted at the Mountain View Christian Church. There were a number of candidates that were there, and I think it went off extremely well. like I say, you
it was a Tea Party forum, is what you're saying.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was, you know, this is all about Tea Party stuff, okay, of course. So you can ask, anyone can ask Greg Smith. He was elected. I'm not saying it was because of the Las Cruces Tea Party forum that was conducted on behalf of all the candidates. But it was structured very much along the same lines as other organizations have structured their forums. We work extremely diligently to allow people to see all sides of the issue, so on. So I don't know what the problem
is. Well, in fairness to Councillor Smith, he is coming to the Tea Party Forum again, and he had nothing to do with this decision on a personal level. I don't know exactly how that structure works, but it could be that they just need to toe the line and represent all of the people, and they can't get away. This is censorship. That's all this is, censorship.
So you guys are going to have a candidates forum after all?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Where's
Thursday
that?
Evening, 6:30 at New Covenant Fellowship, which is located 20 Holy Cross Road and South Main. And I invite all of the people to come. You need to hear what the counselors believe in. Our questions will probably be a little bit different. That reflects our values, which is, you know, to preserve the freedom that we have enjoyed.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show to talk about this. How do people get in touch with you?
You can send an email to me personally at Bevyco, BEVYCO, at gmail.com. And the Tea Party has a website. And there are some...
What's the website?
Have you got it there, Chuck? You can just search Las Cruces Tea Party website.
Just Google Las Cruces Tea Party. That'll get you in.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for fighting to get more opinions out there and fighting for free speech, guys. So really,
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, folks. 6:44, Kelly O'Connell Show. And come back and talk about a few other incisive and interesting things. We got Walter Rubel is coming on in a few minutes, as always, on Tuesdays. AM Las Cruces 1450 KOBE 523-1450 and 805-6180 to text. 805-6180 to text. We'll be right back.
Not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Nonpartisan.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Are you kidding, Kelly? Come on, the right wing Republicans.
Hello, it's
I mean,
Kelly.
There's nothing nonpartisan about the Tea
Hello.
Party. Come on. Jeez, unbelievable.
It's Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kelly, I can. Hello?
Hello, Kelly.
Hello,
Hello.
Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, 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 Kelly?
Call back, please. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Oh, it's Betty. You were like
it's
on the
Kelly?
Air while the news was on.
Can you hear me? It's Kelly, it's Kelly, it's Kelly.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Hold
Kelly.
On. Hey, it's Kelly.
It's
Yeah, hold
Jamie.
On. Hey, it's Kelly. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Hey, it's Kelly. Who's this?
Kelly, this is Kathy.
Hold on, just a second. I'll come right back to you. Folks, it's Kelly here, and we've got a call. Is this, hold on a second. Is this Kathy? Okay. Hi, this is Kelly. Is this Betty?
It is.
Good morning, Betty.
If your Tea Party people are still there, I was listening to the, you know, the issue there, and I would like to ask them, were they given people who made the decision.
Who are the people that made the decision?
It was the city manager and the city attorney.
No, it was not the city attorney, was it?
According to Mark Winston, the assistant.
The city attorney is named Rusty Babington.
Right.
His name was used?
His title was used.
You guys showed me an email. I didn't see an attorney's name on it. It was two different non-legal people that I saw.
I understand that, but the second time when I received a phone call, that was what I was told.
All right. Okay, so this is what happened, folks. The Tea Party was getting ready to do their forum. They were contacted by the city. The city said in a phone call that we have decided that you can't have your forum here because you're too biased and it's got to be nonpartisan. And this involved a guy by the name of Mark Winson, who I was able to Google and find. Note mentioned by Ken Miyagashima, our fearless leader. And then who is the other person mentioned? Guys, please help me. I'm dying here.
Udall Vigil is the administrator.
Udall Vigil, is he part of the Udall?
Udall.
Is he part of the Udall, political dynasty?
No.
That's his first name.
That's just an unfortunate coincidence. All right, go ahead.
Well,
Betty, are you
so
there?
What you're saying is that when you got the phone call, they told you that the city manager and the city attorney are the ones that made the decision. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So this is somewhat confusing because we're talking about phone calls that don't have any, they weren't recorded. They're not typed up. And then there's an email that came in and then something was put on Facebook. I know, Kathy, if you're waiting to call in, I was having a little technical difficulties that were really related to incompetence. So if you want to call back in, I'll put you on. But Betty, what's your feeling about this?
Well, I guess I'm just wondering about what process there is with the city that they can just tell someone that. If the city attorney and the city manager make those decisions, do they get word from the city council, or what is their process for deciding who gets to use the building and which taxpayers are shut out?
Yeah, and that's a great question. We'll take it off the air. I got another call that's come in here before, but this is, I feel like the mayor may be avoiding my show, and this might be another way to keep conservative voices out of the election. That's just my impression. Mr. Mayor, come on my show. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this? Sorry about that earlier. That was inadvertent. Go ahead.
Do I not understand the meaning of nonpartisan? Maybe somebody could explain that to me. Because how many Democrats or independents do you have in the Tea Party? They're radical right-wing Republicans.
Pardon me, that is not true. It was a broad base of both Democrats and Republicans. And actually, both of those parties really are not in our camp. So we get to go across the spectrum. And that's you just making that statement is like me saying, which I have not said it, the NAACP or the League of Women Voters, everybody knows is left.
Well, NAACP has Republicans, Democrats, Independents.
And we do too, so but I can still say that.
Right-wing Republican.
This is what I think, Kathy, and I would challenge you. I know you're a smart person. Is it possible that the NAACP might default to your natural inclinations and therefore you don't see them as... Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. Let me finish. And on the other hand, the Tea Party, it just is something that causes you to bristle. And
actually, Kelly, the Tea Party and the really left-wing Democrats have a lot in common.
Well, why not? I mean, I don't see that the Tea Party is by definition. I mean, according to how we're looking at this, we have the NAACP come in and they have the room. And then all of a sudden they say, well, we don't want to have any. I'm not saying that the NAACP is any more partisan than any other group. I just think it's a misuse of the term. If you're advocating some level of political interest, you're probably more to the left or more to the right if you're a group. So why pick on one and say you're partisan, but everybody else isn't? To me, that's crazy.
Kelly, as far, okay, maybe I'm misunderstanding the Tea Party, but all I've heard about the Tea Party is they are an offshoot of the Republican Party that are extremists.
No, you know where they started from was Kathy, Jim Santinelli, who's was a market analyst for MSNBC, got up one day and said, "We can't take this crap anymore. We've got to have a revolt." That's where the Tea Party came from. The Tea Party, as far as I understand, I've never been a member, is the focus is around two issues. Number one, lower taxes. Number two, the related desire for smaller government. That's, as far as I know, all it stands for in its broad national base.
And that is true, Kelly. I appreciate that. Thank you. And as the president, I have reached out across the aisle and tried to get the Democrats to come over, and they have.
Bill McCamley.
And they're tired.
Bill McCamley is
partisan.
Bill McCamley is coming to give a speech there. Kathy, was there anything else? Because No.
It's interesting to hear, and no, I just wanted to state my opinion,
Kathy,
as usual.
Well, I understand you have an opinion, and it's very much appreciated on the show, because it's out of step with a lot of, you know, it's to have an interesting conversation, you have to have more than one opinion. But on the alternative, are you in favor of free speech or not?
Oh, you know, absolutely. But it's a rule of state nonpartisan.
But okay, so why is it only Kathy, why is it only applied to the Tea Party? Only there. To me, that's ridiculous. Thanks for the call. Folks, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, and it's Kelly here, and we got guests from the Tea Party. Look, I might be more sympathetic to the Tea Party side of the issue, but can't you see this is free speech, and can't you see that it's shutting down a forum on one group is nonsensical? And what I want to know, I want to know if the mayor is behind this. That's what I want to know. Now, they're irritated with me because I made some ridiculous jokes about sumo wrestling. Just comedy, you know, and now all of a sudden the tea kettle's going off down at City Hall. I want to know if Ken Miyagashima is behind this blocking, this embargo of the Tea Party. Mayor Ken, I'm calling on you to stop it. You're at the head of the food chain. I want you to stand up for free speech and the right to have a political opinion, whether it's popular or unpopular in this country. I'm calling on you. You claim to be a leader. You say you want to come on my show, but you're never available. I'm calling on you, Ken Miyagashima, Mayor, to stand up to these bullies that work underneath you, that work for you, and make them stand down and allow this Tea Party forum to go ahead at the City Hall. This is absolutely ridiculous. What is this, a banana dictatorship? Ken, stand these thugs down. Tell them that you're more interested in free speech than you are in anything else. That's what I'm calling on the mayor to do. Will he do it? Time will tell. This one event is going to show the difference between whether the mayor is just a bureaucrat at heart, or whether he stands up for something greater called the Constitution and the First Amendment, free speech. That's what I'm calling on this mayor. Prove your leadership skills here. Anyway, we'll take you out with a little Frank Sinatra. Apparently, I've gotten under Mayor Ken's skin.
When, baby, I know so well, I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool?
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, it's Betty. When Walt gets there,
he's here.
Ask him if
he's here.
Okay, good. Ask him if the Sun News decided to do a candidate forum at the city offices, would they let him do it since he's pretty partisan?
I don't. Well, thanks for the pretty partisan. I don't know. We did one 2 years ago at the county. We did a debate with Martin Heinrich and Heather Wilson. We're doing all of ours this year at KRWG, so because we're partnering and putting them on TV. So I don't know is the answer to your question.
Maybe we should try it.
Well, no, I think that's a bad idea. It didn't work out real well when we were at the county, not because of anything, you know, problems they had, but the physical part and with TV and the fact that he's real tall and she's real short. It turned out that he was sitting down the whole time and she was standing up, so it wasn't an ideal situation.
It was just a thought. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Betty. All right. Has he talked to you first? So who has talked to you? I called him and he didn't. So, if you want to see, I just want to you requested me City Hall.
Let's go over it.
Okay.
Hey, somebody hit the door.
Okay. Since you're so gentle.
It's good to know both extremes, Kelly.
She's a... It's Kelly 706 and... All right, so we got Walt Rubel here. We've still got Bev Courtney and Chuck Wendler. Chuck ran for a county commission a little while back. And all right, so just kind of explaining to Walt what happened. And basically what happened was that in the midst of campaign season, right in the middle of other groups giving their forums, and we know the NAACP just gave theirs. We were told, or when I say we, I'm just speaking kind of broadly here. The Tea Party was told, I'm not a member, by the way, I've never been a member, but the Tea Party was informed that they could not have the city building for their forum to address the candidates and hear their answers. And so it was originally, they were informed originally over the phone, I think it was, that they were not allowed because they were partisan. They were a partisan group. And so this caused a lot of ruckus at the Tea Party. And they called me up to get a legal opinion. And I said, you know, there's a couple ways you could go about it. You could send a letter to the city and let them know that this is an indefensible act of censorship, because there's other groups that you could argue, I think probably fairly, that either are partisan or have a partisan angle, have a tinge, and that you know, then the other way would be to sue the city. And so we got together and discussed it. But anyway, just pulling in Walt on this, and I don't know. To me, it's a First Amendment event. It's a First Amendment issue, and it's better to have more voices, not less voices, and not use the apparatus of government to push out one group. Now, I know you're just getting into this topic and you don't know all the facts, Walt. But,
well, the first thing I'd want to know is who made that decision, and was Ken Miyagashima involved at all?
Yeah. And now Ken may not be, but I'm calling out Ken as a statesman. As Ken told me
if
before.
If he was, it's a problem.
Yeah,
because,
it's a real
because
problem.
He's a candidate.
Yeah, of course.
So his only involvement should be, do I as a candidate show up or not? I mean, everything else involving any public forum, whether it's the Tea Party or the NAACP or us or anybody else, League of Women Voters. If you're a candidate, you should have nothing at all to do with whether the building gets used, whether, I mean, so that's what, can you guys?
100%. I just want to say one other thing though, to you, Walt, is that I'm in 100% agreement. I think that's a very astute analysis. And it seems to me like an act of statesmanship would be, you know, we, if the mayor has no power, we should get rid of the position, or at least say it's a symbolic position. If it has any power at all, I call on the mayor to ask for there to be more free speech instead of less.
Well, and just real quickly, under our form, there are two forms of government in New Mexico, and under our form is a city manager. So the mayor really, there is no form where the mayor has less power than he has here.
But the mayor could still use the bully pulpit and say, we want more free speech.
And that's my question. Do you know?
As far as I can tell, the candidates have been very gracious to the Tea Party. I feel like from what I saw, the assistant city manager, that the decision rests with the city manager and the city attorney. They should have a system that allows for free enterprise, because this is kind of hypocritical, because they tell us that we cannot discriminate. You cannot discriminate based on religion. You cannot discriminate based on race, even sex, which I don't agree with that, but that's what they tell us. And the lady called, said, oh, we're far extreme right wing. And apparently as far as I can tell, she agreed that we could be censored because we don't agree with her.
But I mean, here's something weird. And Walt, let me just put this in here. I joined the Tea Party as an independent, Kathy. That's the same woman who just called up. So yeah. Go ahead, Walt.
But you know, but she said, if I'm remembering correctly, she said, well, I have heard about them. Okay. And there lies, I think, one of the problems or one of the challenges we have is that we go on hearsay. Lawyer, you know that hearsay is not admissible.
Well, here's another thing that I think that everybody will admit. Party came out of nowhere and really got on the national screen, and there was a concerted effort to defame it. And I mean, the Tea Party may, like any other group, may or may not have problems in any particular area, but there was a concerted attempt to claim that it was racist, and they went to this. I remember they went to a meeting out in Arizona. This is years ago, like 5 years ago, and they came up to a black man that was there, and he had a gun slung over his shoulder. And they say, "What do you think about this? The Tea Party's attacks against your people or whatever?" And he basically said, "I'm kind of summing it up. These are my people." And I thought it was it was one of the most powerful things I've ever heard. The people that stand for freedom. Freedom of speech, anti-tax, smaller government were closer to his heart than any other group of people. I thought that was powerful.
It is.
I would submit that, like groups on both sides, they're more favorable to freedom of speech that you agree with. Just like
that's human nature, though.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But First seriously. Amendment.
But getting back to this issue, for what it's worth, I agree. Their reasoning was that you were a partisan group and the NAACP was not. That is a judgment that some bureaucrat should not be making.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a phone call. Right. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who is this?
This is Richard.
Richard, and what's your point or what's your question?
Well, I was calling concerning the forum you want to have in City Hall.
And what's your opinion on this thing?
Well, according to the mayor, Ken Miyagashima, apparently there's a city ordinance or a state law that prevents any type of campaigning in a city hall or any public place with that kind of, whatever you call it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think if the Tea Party was allowed to hold a forum at the city building, which they've been able to do in the past, that is politicking? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think it would be, and I think it would turn City Hall into basically a circus.
What do you guys think?
No, there's a difference between a political forum where all of the candidates are given the same equal opportunity to answer questions versus a campaign event for one candidate where it's just a bunch of people cheering for that candidate.
Right.
And I attended the one that the NAACP held, and all of the candidates were there. That was last.
Well, it's just recent. But here's the thing. Any of these groups, Walt or Abev or Charles, any of these groups are going to be more likely to advocate for one type of policy than another. And so, I mean, so where do you say something is like partisan?
Yeah, League of Women Voters. I'm in the middle of the road, but I know there are a lot of people who don't look at them that way. And when you look at their policy, I can understand why you would have that opinion.
You know, and my personal politics aside, the Tea Party focus is taxes. We're all paying taxes. If all of the people came and joined the Tea Party, we probably wouldn't be suffering debt from the city council. We probably wouldn't be taxed double from the county
city. Let's pick up this one issue here, because I know that's something that Walt has kind of had an opinion on. I mean, if there's a time to get a group that's criticizing taxes, I know that, Walt, you've criticized the city and the county for doubling down, and you don't think it's fair, and you're a person that has sometimes claimed to be a little bit on the left.
I don't know if fair is the right word. I mean, I think it was bad policy that started at the state level that gave them permission to do that without putting it to a vote, and nobody jumped on that quicker than Las Cruces City Council. And so this is the time when they should be held accountable, if they're going to be, for that decision.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So just a handful of people, we didn't make much of a difference. But this is coming out of your pocketbook every single day. Have you noticed how much the cost of living is here in Cruces? And they raise the minimum wage, but the cost of living goes up with it. The cost of the taxes, the cost of the fees that they impose every which way but loose. And I know that I'm going to just estimate we have a couple of thousand less in our pocketbook each year, just a guess, not even counting the health care. My insurance went up. My taxes have gone up. They tax everything that you purchase. They tax your utilities, everything.
And look what's happening now with both city and county.
Well, hold on one second. We've got the caller. Are you still there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I've kind of spaced out. Everybody's just talking amongst themselves. Give us a little bit of feedback and tell us where you think we might be mistaken, or if you agree.
Well, I would like to see this forum. I would like to attend this forum. I think City Hall is a great place. Like you said, all the candidates will be there. It won't be partisan. I don't see any problem with it being in City Hall, as one candidate does not dominate and basically turn it into their personal forum.
Yeah, that's true. Ken Miyagashima might try to wear his platform shoes, but seriously. You know, I thought when the city council did its Oregon Mountain Forum, I thought that was partisan. I mean, you've got Olga Pedroza doing a PowerPoints, and I'm like, this is supposed to be an open-minded discussion of this stuff. So I just would call on, and caller, would you agree with me? I'm asking the mayor to follow up on what he's told me personally. He's a statesman. I think an act of statesmanship is to increase the free speech of the people of the area you're in.
I agree. And what better place to exercise your First Amendment right of free speech than City Hall?
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. And folks, we'll take a little break here. I got to, as always, we're pleased to have Walt Rubel. We've also got the head of the Tea Party, Bev Courtney, and Chuck Wendler, who's run for county commission before. And we'll take a little break and come back and get into this stuff a little bit more. It's the issue of whether the Tea Party is so partisan that they cannot be allowed to sneak onto city property or not. Ken, help us out here. Do an act of statesmanship, please. 718, and we'll be back. Amos Cruz's AM 1450, 523-1450. 805-6180 Kelly O'Connell with a room full of very bright guests.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
Hey, it's Kelly here, 723. And all right, so some of your headlines here, the backup company, the company that did the backup for Hillary Clinton, there's two companies that ultimately had some sort of a backup, and they're saying that that data storage site was unprotected, and the open doors, no checkpoints, unguarded dumpster. And we do know that the Chinese and the Russians tried to access Hillary's email stash, and it's now being called a cancer on the Clinton candidacy from Politico magazine. And it's just absolutely shocking that this has developed during a major campaign with the number one player. Anyway, we're talking about free speech in the city. We're talking about the city buildings, which in theory are open to everybody in any group. And one group has been singled out to be partisan, Tea Party, which Kathy stood up and started cheering for that. But I think we got Walt Rubel here, got the head of the Tea Party and a Tea Party member. I think it's better to err on the side of free speech than anything else, Walt.
Well, we've been talking off the air, and a couple points I think that should be made. One, the most important one is that you are going to have your forum, and so we should let people know when and where it's going to be.
Yes, thank you. It's this coming Thursday, October 15th, 6:30 in the evening, and it's going to be at New Covenant Fellowship. Address is 20 Holy Cross Road in South Main. So you go through Mesilla Park, past Tortugas, past that Taylor Road, about a mile on your left. We're sitting right there on the left of the highway. Turn in at the Holy Cross driveway, and then a right into our driveway. We share their driveway. And they were gracious to let us do that.
All right. So I've got a text here. Oh, come on. The Tea Party is right-wing Republican. Stop with the BS. A rose by any other name is still a rose. Kathy, you're a real rose yourself. But isn't the Tea Party just a subsidiary of the Republican Party? Would you also ask your guest to explain the difference between the Tea Party and the truly nonpartisan Constitution Party? And
yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on just a second here. We've got a caller. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jim. How are you today, Kelly?
Good, Jim. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was listening to the program, and I'm glad that the forum is being held. It's being held hostage because it should be able to be held at the city hall where they originally wanted it to be. We're letting this bunch of progressives run the whole situation, and I think they need to be called to task. I appreciate, you know, Walt... And you know, being there and giving his opinion, even though I don't always agree with Walt, but he's absolutely not because he's agreeing with what you or I are saying, but Walt's right. He's correct constitutionally. That's just an open building to the city, to the people.
Here, can I just clarify? Here's
absolutely
what I think. There needs to be a cut and dried policy that you either can or you cannot have a political forum in City Hall. You can't have anybody, I don't care if it's Robert Garz, I don't care what level, making that judgment about this group is political and this group is not. That just can't be.
It's improper, and it also, like I was saying earlier off the air, it just brings up the specter that maybe Ken Miyagishima was involved in the decision making on this. He's embargoing my show, from what I can tell. He's frustrated or upset over allusions to a past career as a sumo wrestler, which was just a joke. And trying to get a little of attention and get him on the show here. And I told him, Ken, you can come in any day at any time. I'll clear the decks. And he said he'd check his schedule. So what I'm wondering is Ken in his, and I don't know if he's involved in this. I'll say it right away, but it has been stated that the city manager was involved. So it's at the top level of the government that they've come in. And so, Ken, are you involved in this? Whether you are or not, please ask for more free speech. Thanks for the call. We have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Pedro.
Pedro, what's up?
Well, I got several questions and a couple of comments.
Go ahead.
If Ken Miyagashima is a statesman, as he claims, or as you say he claims to be. He should be able to see that you're just doing irony. It's a parody. You're messing with him. Should be no big deal. Secondly, as far as this meeting goes, my question is the Tea Party a political party, yes or no?
No.
If it is?
Well,
go ahead.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. Hold on a second. Are you asking if it's a political party in the same way that the Republicans and the Democrats are?
Yes, which the I think I know the answer to that, but I want to hear it from them.
We are not Democrat or Republican. I've reached.
No, the question is, are you an independent political party in the same way the Democrats and the Republicans?
No.
That's a yes or no question.
I already said no. Listen to my mission statement.
Excuse me, but are there not political or Tea Party candidates that run for political office as Tea Party candidates?
It represents an ideology of limited government.
Oh,
too much taxation. That's what that is.
Wait a second. Hold on. Question, Pedro. Are people running as Tea Party candidates, like not only not Republican, not Democrat, not independent, but they're officially listed as Tea Party? I've never heard that. I've heard people associated with the Tea Party as Republicans. I have never heard that the Tea Party was their party that was registered for them to run on.
It represents our values.
Let them finish.
Well, and
go ahead.
Who is and at what point does a party get recognized as a quote-unquote official party? Can you answer that, Kelly, or anybody there?
I think that you've got to register yourself as a political party. I think it's a process. I mean, the Republican Party is not just or the Democratic Party are not just groups of people with similar beliefs that just hang out together. They're an official party.
Right. So, Kelly, I think you know where I'm going with this. So if the Tea Party is not a recognized or an official party, they should be able to have their meeting. If they are, then I can see how the city would have a leg to stand on and say, hey, no, our rules do not allow political parties to have their activities here.
Pedro, let me ask you this. You're an astute guy. What does your gut tell you about this decision? What's behind it?
Well, okay, first, two couple of parts to my answer, Kelly. First of all, you said something. The air should be on the side of free speech. I agree with that. But ultimately, I think this has a couple of administrators in city government got their feathers ruffled, and they said, oh, we got to act. And so they just were winging it at the time, and they made a decision that might come back to haunt them.
All right. So, Walt, you got any input here?
Well, I think the question was more directed to Bev, and the issue is more the Tea Party is.
I'm sorry, I had to dump the caller because we were getting an overload of feedback from. I've got all the microphones turned on, but anyway. Bev, we're going about to take a break. Can you just give a 30-second summary of what you're about to say? Because I stopped you a couple of times.
The fact is that the Republicans would rather be a Tea Party candidate than a Democrat candidate. The status quo, what we might call the rhinos. We want limited government. People in government just want to expand their power and their money.
I have a question for you. If you found a candidate that was a Democrat that supported smaller taxes and smaller government, would you support that person?
Yes.
All right. That answers part of the question.
I would just say that the Tea Party is nonpartisan in the same way that the Heritage Club is nonpartisan or the Sierra Club is nonpartisan or the Wilderness Alliance is nonpartisan.
So they have an agenda. There's something they're fighting for, but they're not necessarily D or R, it would depend
typically
on.
Typically, they are to the right or the left.
But they're not exclusive. If you found someone, I mean, there's bizarre hybrids out there now. There's Donald Trump's. There's all of these people. There are people out there that would do anything.
And what's wrong with an agenda that's lower taxes? Who does that not benefit?
Well, but you would concede that the Tea Party has grown into it. It may have started as a tax enough already party. but it has grown into this enormous thing in 2010.
It's
that
big.
Took over the country for a little time.
And what would you call their agenda?
The agenda expanded way beyond taxes.
Beyond limited government?
We have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Karen.
Yeah, what's up?
I just wanted to piggyback onto what Walt said, because that's exactly what I was going to say, is that, you know, it's just because the Tea Party has party after doesn't mean Dem or Republican, but like the Sierra Club and Nathan Small. I mean, we know what they mean. We know what their agenda is, but I don't understand why the left is always so afraid to let all these different opinions and voices in, just let everybody have their forum.
And, I mean, the idea that Nathan, please don't call me Tiny Small, and also Jeff Steinborn, would be working for what many people, not everybody, but a lot of people say it'd be a far left advocacy group, the Wilderness Alliance. I mean, that who's sounding the alarm on that?
Well, like Kathy said, you know, the Tea Party is a far right. People like me would say the Sierra Club is a far left.
Okay,
but that's my opinion, but let them all talk.
Yeah, go ahead, Walt.
And just in terms of who's sounding the alarm, welcome to New Mexico politics. I mean, there is a conflict of interest behind every representative. Yeah.
Okay, so fair enough. Let's be more open about it and not get this, you know, this group isn't Lily White. They've got an opinion. Let's block them. Let's just be out in the open about
it. And speaking for all liberals everywhere,
no,
I'm not trying to shut anybody up. We welcome the discussion.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
I don't think you are, Walt. You're welcome. I think it's the city government. But take care, guys. Good conversation.
Thanks a lot, folks. Be right back. We got a heated topic here. And fortunately, we have both sides represented, or at least we've got the Tea Party here, and then we've got Walt from the local paper. And we'll be right back to continue on with this important debate. Mayor Ken, I'm calling on you. I'm begging you. Please stand up for the Constitution. Please stand up for the First Amendment. Please be a statesman like you told me in the studio those years ago. And let's get this forum to be held on city property. We have one more call. Thanks. All right, there we go. We'll be right back.
It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer night.
Hey, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. I just wanted to say off air to Walt, because I didn't want to get off topic, that I applaud him for that editorial they had in the paper yesterday about the pedophile, the rape that's going on in Afghanistan, and then that culture over there, and I just thank him for putting that out in the editorial yesterday.
Is this the first time you've ever applauded Walt?
No, I you know what? I don't agree with Walt, but I when he does something I really like, I like to put it out there, and also that he has Mr. Ramirez's cartoons running. I love them.
And just full disclosure, I really don't pick the cartoons, but I do pick the columns, and so thanks.
Okay. That was a really good one, and I'm glad that everybody here got to read that, because people need to be informed. So thank you, Will.
Thanks, Sharon. Thanks for the call. Kelly O'Connor shows this.
Kelly, this is Greg. I don't want to be on the air. I just want to say great show, and get Ken on the show.
I'm going to call on him. Do you?
Okay, buddy.
He's upset at being that I brought up his old career as sumo wrestler. So I don't know. He could be too upset.
I particularly like the one about the platform shoes. Now I just wanted to know if he's still listening to Gary Glitter.
Thanks for the call. Speaking of pedophiles. It's Kelly here, and we're talking about many things off the air, including Sharia law. But all right, so I'm calling on the mayor. You think it's inappropriate, Walt, for me to call on the mayor to do what he can to
I do kind
Why?
Of.
Why?
Because of what I said before. He should have no role in it at all. He's a candidate.
I know, but it's his government that made this decision without any real sense of who's calling the
shots.
So
what he probably should do is have a discussion with Robert and just not let anybody know about that and suggest that he reconsider. I mean, he doesn't take advice from me, but if he did, that's what I'd say.
Well, and I mean, the fact is that the Tea Party has been blocked, officially blocked, but the way that it was explained was very informal. you're partisan, you're not allowed here. And then it was stated that it was from Robert Garza, and we do have a phone call here. But, I mean, come on, guys. You just had the NAACP in there. It makes people think there's two sets of rules here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this? Thanks for the call. Who's this?
Jerry.
Jerry, thanks for calling in. And what's on your mind?
Well, everybody's saying that the Tea Party's partisan. How is a Tea Party partisan? I'm a Latino American, and I belong to the Tea Party. Tea Party elected two black Congress people, one a senator from South Carolina, the very first one since the Civil War, and then another congresswoman from Utah.
Mia Love.
Utah, yes. And Utah happens to be the highest population of Mormons. So not that I'm bashing Mormons. I'm just saying that how are they partisan when they're bringing in people that are
that's a good question.
White?
That's a, what do you guys think?
Well, we were talking about agenda, and I think that our agenda is limited government, low taxation. If we have values that appear to be fundamentalist to the right, it's really where our Constitution was birthed. And why are people prejudiced against something that gave us the greatest freedom the world has ever seen?
Which is the Constitution?
Which is the Constitution.
All right, so...
They're not. I mean, nobody is prejudiced against the Constitution, if that's the allegation.
Well, that is. It is.
And it's just not
one
the
more,
case.
Go ahead, Jerry.
They take down the Ten Commandments.
Go ahead, Jerry.
2008, Barack Obama was out on the campaign trail. He came up to a guy named Joe the Plumber. Joe the Plumber said that his ideas were socialist back then. People were up in arms because they were calling people... racist and stuff, they use the word socialist. Today, Bernie Sanders running for president is wearing socialist badge as a badge of honor.
And your point?
My point is that the people are being manipulated by the press and stuff, just like they were back in World War II when the Germans said that all the Jews were bad people and we need to destroy the Jews. They don't realize that they're being manipulated.
That's a powerful claim.
As an official member of the press, can I say that we don't want to kill the Jews?
Well, of course not. He's
it's a ridiculous.
We want to limit the Tea Party people from having free speech.
Jerry, yeah, I understand, but you're not claiming that the media is in favor of another Holocaust, right?
No, sir, I'm not claiming that. What I am claiming is they are not just the one sitting next to you, and I don't even know the man. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that the mainstream media is manipulating the population of the United States. They're training them just like, and this is the lowest denominator I can go, just like Sheldon Cooper did with Penny on with the chocolates on the show The Big Bang Theory. They're being trained.
Interesting.
I appreciate your opinion, Jerry, and I agree with you.
Thanks for the call, Jerry.
Associating the Tea Party with fundamental right-wing Christians, nothing wrong with being a Christian. Why is being a Christian worse than being a socialist? Because we can't have the Ten Commandments.
We got to go to break here. Thanks for the call, Jerry. And we'll be right back. Got to kind of tread along these beautiful ads. Here's the weather for you. 743 got to Walt Rubel and Bev Courtney from the Tea Party and Chuck Wendler, who was a former county commission candidate. 744, and we'll be back to pick it up again.
We'd hide from the light on the village green.
having a spirited debate here. All right, so 746. I think the main issue here, for me, is free speech, and that the government is arbitrarily, the local government is arbitrarily stopping the free speech of one group out of the blue. Just like out of the blue, suddenly there's a partisan group involved. We have to stop them using the city hall. I would understand if they came up with some sort of a rule before the process, but right in the middle of the process, after one group that many people could say the NAACP could claim might have a tinge of partisanship, that all of a sudden the Tea Party can't give their, and I'm not saying the NAACP is partisan. It's just that all of these groups have an agenda or they have an opinion. So all of a sudden the Tea Party is not allowed to take part.
Oh, Kelly, it's not out of the blue. I've been doing politics 8 years.
This is Bev Courtney, head of the Tea Party. Go ahead, Bev.
8 years, and it's a pattern. Remember the whole thing with the Confederate flag? Okay, so people don't like the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag is a monument to history, and it might inspire the youth of the country to go back and find out what the Civil War is all about. They need to know our history.
It, just to clarify, it was on a 4th of July float. And that, to me, was just incredibly inappropriate. I mean,
why? It's history.
Because they were our opponents. They were the opposition of the United States Army. And to celebrate that on the 4th of July?
It represents a whole lot more than that. And it still is our history. If you wipe out our history, you know.
Nobody wants to wipe out the history.
Do. No,
they
don't. Take away the flag. Take away the Ten Commandments. Take away crosses. Come on. Take away crosses.
Nobody wants to take that. Now, I admit there was an effort. That's what I was going. There was an effort to and I disagreed with that. I understand why a city named Las Cruces would have crosses in its official monument. I thought, and yes, you're right, that effort. But that doesn't enjoy popular support. That's people on the other fringe.
Oh, we have a phone call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
This is Aaron, Kelly.
Aaron, good morning to you. What's up and what's going on?
Well, I think it's worse than they want to take things away. I think they want to rewrite it. They want
rewrite
to get rid
what?
Of the Confederate flag, and they want to get
rewrite
rid of Confederate
what?
Statues of generals. I mean, what we have to understand is that that is part of who we are. So why do we want to just act like it never happened?
Nobody wants to act
thing.
Like it never
Aaron,
happened.
We
Aaron,
keep it there so we
Aaron,
remember it.
There is a difference between celebrating something, which is what you do when you fly the flag over your state house, and pretending like it never happened. Nobody's saying we can't have museums. Nobody's saying we can't have accurate textbooks. Nobody's saying that we can't teach history accurately. What we're saying is that is a symbol that should not be honored. That's all we're saying.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. All right, folks, we got to take one last break here. We're going to come back and finish this up. I'm calling on the city leaders. I'm calling on Robert Garza. I am calling on Mayor Ken Miyagashima. Mayor Ken, you want to prove that you're a statesman? Get involved with this topic to the extent that the Tea Party is allowed to give their candidate form at the city hall. Don't allow this taint to cover up this race here, to be over the race. When the city decides that an important group cannot have a candidate forum and you know, you're in the government and nobody, it's not even really clear how this decision was made. You've got to clear it up, Ken. Get this forum back in the city hall. Thanks. 750 Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 on 1450 KOBE, 805-6180 to text. We'll be right back to finish up. It's Kelly here, 753. I just want to point out once again, we have one GOP person running and another GOP person who's dropped out in the city race. I find it astounding. I've been doing the show for 4 years trying to articulate a conservative understanding of the world and while giving everybody a forum to come and get their opinions out of here. But the GOP has never contacted me. This to me isn't even a GOP fight. It's a fight over our Constitution and First Amendment free speech rights. We have another call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connor Show. Who's this?
Tony.
Tony, briefly, what's going on?
Question for Walt Rubel. He stated that Confederate flags shouldn't be celebrated. I'd like to know why the liberals are the ones who get to make that decision. I'll listen to his response.
Thanks, Tony.
Well, you clearly believe it should be celebrated, so I'm not saying my opinion is any more than yours. Why I believe that it shouldn't be celebrated is because it is the emblem of the most horrible, wretched time in our nation's history. Why would you celebrate that?
I don't know. I don't want to get into this.
We should get rid of the Democrats because they were the ones that wanted to hold the slaves.
And then they kept the
black people away from guns.
Hold on a second.
That's a very good point.
Bev, come on now. Rein it in there. What's a good point?
The historic truth that the Republicans under Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves and the Democrats opposed that and imposed Jim Crow laws following that.
Right.
A century, until the 1960s.
And Walt, it's a historical anomaly that there's been a rotation. Now people see the Democrats as the party of black people and anti-discrimination.
Right.
And people see the Republicans who were, like you say, the party of Lincoln.
Liberate them.
Well, all right, let's just stick to this issue. Walt, I'm calling on the city. Let's play devil's advocate here. What would be the downside to the city allowing the Tea Party to have their candidate forum in the city building? What's the downside?
People would come and get educated and learn more and cast better ballots, I would hope, and everybody would get an opportunity to be heard, and I don't see a downside.
I don't know. Ken's irritated at me. I made the joke about sumo wrestling, and now he might be irritated at the platform shoes joke, but is this forum being dumped because they're to the right? And is he avoiding my show because this show's a little to the right? We have another phone call. Thanks for the call to Kelly O'Connell Show.
Hi, Kelly. This is Christy.
Hey, what's up?
I was calling to just say that the Confederate flag is just as important to the Southerners as the three crosses are to Las Cruces.
But now,
heritage.
Christy, what about the symbolism of apparent symbolism of pro-slavery? How do you respond to that? Is something we should dump?
And not just, can I add, just pro-slavery, but it has been co-opted since then. Go back and look at films from the 1960s when they were trying to admit black people from the time, and there was a football game, and it was a sea of Confederate flags.
All right, and Christy, what's your response to that?
Well, my comment to that is I was raised in the South, and I was in that era. I was in that time, and it was something that we all evolved to where we are now.
So, Christy, can you say that the Confederate flag doesn't really represent pro-slavery anymore in the minds of the South?
No, it does not, and I don't think that it ever really did.
It represented states' rights. That Civil War thing was about states' rights, which we are losing now, the 10th Amendment.
Thanks for the call.
Folks.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's, it was the flag of the party that wanted to, the movement that wanted to keep slavery. I think you've got to be honest.
It was about states' rights to own slaves, and in particular, going into the territories, the Western territories, and that's really
important. Let's sum this show up, though. The Tea Party has come on this morning because they're confused and outraged that one group is being held out of the city to keep from a candidate's forum, and because they're partisan, they're supposedly partisan. Every other group can have their forum there. Walt, just give us a brief take. Your take on this. You're not just for the paper, but your personal reaction.
I'd like to hear from Robert Garza or somebody from the city. I'd like to hear the rationale, but I suspect it is exactly as Kevin Charles has told us that for whatever reason, the Tea Party has been deemed to be a partisan, and other groups that clearly are partisan aren't.
All right, Bev, I'm going to give you the last minute just briefly.
The Las Cruces Tea Party promotes...
She's reading from the bylaws.
...government policy in order to limit the tyranny that results from unrestrained legislation and taxation. We're going to call this legislation right now, I'm going to say that is like this bureaucracy, this regulatory overhead where the government expands and grows larger. It's socialism. They have all the power and all the control and all the money.
Well, let me sum this up. The Tea Party is fighting against the fear that the government's going to get so big that it's going to have the only voice
in
the
room. And we are dealing with it right now in this city. I have been blocked. Our voice is blocked. Our beliefs are blocked.
So you're calling on this city to hold this forum for free speech rights for the Tea Party, right, Bev?
And thanks. For the people. Yes.
Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks, Walt, for adapting to this today. I knew you didn't see it coming.
Never know what I'm getting.
Yeah. We'll see you back in 22 hours. Kelly O'Connell Show, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Listen to Glenn Beck. We'll be back in 22 hours.
When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs.